honest conversations are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue. How many goodbyes are enough goodbyes when you're leaving without a return ticket? Honestly, one is enough. All of the last five goodbyes were worthy of the final one, but you keep turning back. True. Okay, Arya, you're done. Time to check in. That's good. Even mom and dad need to get back home and sleep. You should plan what are you going to do off at the duty free. Oh, yes. Wait, but I am not spending any money. I have food and all of this cash is for emergencies only. Seriously, do you think you will need $200 to make a phone call? I know, I just received my freedom, but I shouldn't be dumb. This is all the money I have till I open a bank account and dad sends more. Or you get a part-time job. Yes, but that's the ideal situation. Why is the check-in line so long? What do you expect? It is a big aircraft. I hope my luggage isn't overweight. I don't want to waste money. Wow. In the past few seconds, you have thought about money a lot. Is this what life is going to be from now on? No. Only till I get a part-time job and start spending my own money. You know, your money is not yours till you pay your parents back for your education at least, right? Yeah, but how long will that take? I don't want to spend the next 20 years of my life crunching numbers every second. It is not going to be 20 years. You will get a part-time job by the end of this month, and then after 8 months of studying, you will have a co-op every other term. Yeah, those paid internships will definitely help, if I get any. Don't be dumb. You obviously will. Don't be so sure. Didn't you read the threads on the university subreddit by all those students who did not get a job this term? There were so many of them. Yes, but you can't even tell who those anonymous people are. I think you should stop comparing yourself to some Reddit username. True. Well, it's almost my turn. I have my passport and my tickets. I just hope my luggage isn't overweight. Time to find out. Oh, okay. This is heavy. I guess I can see why the conveyor belts were built so low. If it was any higher, I wouldn't be able to lift it up. Okay, yeah. Let's think about what seat you want now. I think I want the aisle seat. But don't you want to sit at the window and see the view? Yeah, but I'm not going to jump over people every time I have to go to the washroom. It's just going to be so awkward and hard. Fair choice. Okay, seats done. Next, I need to go through security and put my documents away securely. I think that's very important. Imagine I reach there and I don't have my passport. Yeah, and don't forget the boarding pass. That's how you'll track your luggage. True. I will keep it in this front pocket. More lines. Yeah, that's the beauty of airports. You just stand in lines the whole way through. And then eventually you reach your destination. You should use this time to learn from people around you. Or the mistakes they're making around you. Yeah. Ooh, look at that neck pillow. It seems so convenient. Maybe I should get one. Don't be ridiculous. When was the last time you used one? I think it was on the trip to Missouri. You ended up hugging it all the way while you were there, and you slept on your brother's shoulder. Do you remember his reaction when he realized that I had drooled all over him? That was so cute. Yeah, if it had been anyone but you, he would have been furious. Whoa, look at that suitcase. It looks so sleek and light, and I would love to carry it on. Do you think that is the only luggage he has? On an international flight? I don't think so. You know what? It's possible that's the only luggage he has. One day, I'm going to travel like him. Yes, one day you will also travel in first class, just like him. Yeah, when I have the money to spare. So, on that topic, what are you doing after you clear security? You have about an hour and a half to spare. Even if you aren't buying anything, you should still look around. Maybe you'll learn something. Learn something. I hope no one ever ends up listening to my thoughts. Chill, you're not unique. I'm sure there are other people out there who think like you. Yeah. I'm sure there are people who talk to their own selves. Yeah, I really hope so, actually. Oh, it's almost my turn. A bit scared. Duty free. Is my visa wrong? Why is he staring at it for so long? I don't have a return ticket. Does that matter? Whoa, he's reaching for the stamp. Yes. Wow. That was stressful for some reason. Well, now all I have to do is wait for my flight. Maybe I should go look at those stores. Wow, there's so many people at each duty-free store. I don't know why people have to buy so much. $150? Wow, what is that in rupees? 12,000? I guess it's not that bad. I wonder if it'll be cheaper if I buy it in dollars. Wow, that's a nice camera. I'll buy it one day. If I continue my photography. Oh, such a cute baby. Should I get some food? I'm hungry. You already have food, chill. Yeah. Oh, wow. Souvenirs? Let's go check those out. What do you think of souvenirs? It's good if you're the person who traveled to that place and made memories in that place, but I think photos are more important, or like they serve more as a reminder than souvenirs. What about gifting them to someone? I think in that case it's just overpriced junk. If someone gave me a gift which they bought from their trip in Peru, then all it does is remind me that they went to Peru. Okay. But do you think you should buy something from the store to show that you are from India? Firstly, I'm not spending anything here. And I think my accent is enough of an indicator that I'm an Indian. Good one. Okay then, what do you want to do now? I think we've just like walked through all the stores and there's nothing else to do. Nothing. I think I'm just gonna go sit down and maybe eat my food. But I'll get food on the airplane as well. I don't know, I'll just sit down. Well, these chairs are kind of comfortable, but I don't see how people can sleep on them. It's our turn. Let's go line up. Yay. Every time I walk through these tunnels leading into an aeroplane, I feel so important. Why? I don't know. I think it's because as a kid in movies, I would only see important people go in or out of a plane, and this tunnel signifies that I'm going into a plane, so it makes me feel really important. You are weird. Yeah, well, I really hope I'm not the only one. I also feel important because I know there will be like the flight crew standing at the end of the tunnel to welcome me on board. Yeah, and two steps in, your whole self-esteem crashes when you're greeted by those lavish first-class seats which you can't afford. Yeah, a walk down this aisle always makes me feel like I have been hit by reality. Rich people will always have more. Yeah, but that does not mean that they will always be more satisfied. True, true. Well, at least I'm on a flight which is taking me abroad to study. Yeah, you could easily give that up and travel first class from the money you save wherever you go. Yeah, but I guess I chose the other option, huh? Well, here is my seat. Perfectly placed, close enough to the back of the plane, and just a two-seater. This means I just have to deal with one person near me. Well, let's hope the second person is not going to be a weirdo. Yeah. Also, I wish that it's not a guy. Is it weird that I hope it's not a guy? Why do you not want it to be a guy? I don't mind if he's a man, but it shouldn't be just someone close to my age, so that. I don't know, I just don't want there to be a chance of him asking me out. I mean, okay, not really asking me out, but I just don't want to be in a weird situation. Exactly. A weird situation will arise if a boy sitting next to you hits on you. What? Why am I even assuming that I'm so appealing that every guy in my vicinity will hit on me? No. You are assuming that every guy is just desperate and they will hit on any girl in their vicinity. Oh, yeah. But that is the impression I got from the university subreddit. Oh, look. That person has his eyes fixed on the seat next to you. I think he's coming here. Oh, no, no, no. It's a guy. Chill. He seems decent. I don't think he will hit on you in this 10-hour journey. True. I need to leave my prejudices behind. Oh, someone's affected by the arms of the man. Finally, it's taking off. Now, nothing can stop me from getting out of here. You sound too confident for someone who's leaving her country without a return ticket.
You just finished an episode of The Internal Dialogue. To reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Internal Dialogue. If you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.